We're joined now by Knoxville boys wrestling coach Skylar Spohr as the Panthers' regular season came to an end this past week. Skylar, it's always good to talk to you. Just to begin, I guess, with the conference meet. You know, you said it went about as well as you thought it could on the last Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, I figured we had to get a few kids in the finals. It would been nice to get a few more. It would have been nice to see Center get a conference title for finally after 4 years, but wasn't meant to be. But I think we'll take the state tournament berth over conference title any day. So,
and Reagan Roberts pretty much until the championship match really you know, handled everything very well, and I think beat kind of the nemesis of that he's been having in that conference.
It wasn't the Albia kid from last year. It's his younger brother, but I don't know if Reggie wrestled him as freshman. I don't think Reggie wrestled him before. But, yeah, he went out there, did what he needed to do to win. That's what we're working on now. Some of those smaller kids aren't going to stay in there and want to wrestle you. They're going to be back out. Like, we got to find other ways to score instead of just relying on stall calls. But that's where some kids are starting to game plan for Reagan by wrestling the edge of the mat, not really engaging to score, just kind of engaging to waste time and try winning at the end on the last second takedown.
Is that just kind of frustrating, especially for Reagan, knowing that you know, if he gets in a situation, okay, this kid's just going to lay on top of me, really do nothing for, you know, a minute or two?
We don't really worry about it too much anymore. Reagan's gotten pretty well on bottom. He gets, most kids don't ride him for a full 2 minutes. But I know he does get frustrated on his feet when kids aren't in there banging with him. But we're working on other ways to score, so.
Looking at the rest of the team at the conference, you mentioned Tristan would like to have gotten a conference title, but you know, bigger fish to fry. Some of your other guys, you know, maybe you threw them into the fire, and now they know what to expect and what to do next year at conference if they want to compete a little bit better.
Yeah, definitely. I know Justin had a good day. I think he ended up third. But like I told him, the day was over with. Kid we went took down and pinned in the third place match we lost to on the very first round of the day. Makes the tournament a lot easier if we don't go to the backside right away. But he did a good job battling back, and Joe Finnegan's probably been wrestling the best he's wrestled in his 3 years he's been out. Gotta be able to beat that Eddyville kid we had in the third place match, especially if we're wanting to make the state tournament. But he's been really putting in the work and practice since then. He knows what he needs to work on, so. But definitely a learning lesson for a lot of the younger kids.
We talked about Joe Finnegan, and you said he needs to get a lot more confidence. Has he gained that last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, if you go back and watch the conference tournament, when he shoots, he usually scores. It's like, all right, let's start doing this more often now, not giving up the takedowns, not falling behind. But he's definitely getting more confident than he has been in years prior, and even compared to the beginning of this year.
Let's take maybe a 20,000 overview of the regular season so far from start to finish. You know, how much of this has this team improved since day one in the wrestling room?
They've all gotten a lot better. I mean, even if we're still struggling on the wrestling side of it stuff, there's small improvements. I mean, we're going to get some grown men, but they've grown tremendously as human beings, young adults. We started the season with 31 kids. I think we're down to 19. So just the amount of growth and adversity they've overcame is really impressive. I mean, we knew we were young, not having the results we're used to having, but these kids keep coming in, battling every day, and just really thankful that they stayed out and continue to get better.
What do you do with the weekend now that, you know, this is kind of your last bye weekend of the year? Does it kind of come to a good place? Guys can maybe heal up and, you know, maybe mentally start focusing now on that district?
Yeah, definitely. Get some nice rest. Not staying up till all hours of the night playing video games. It's really important to have rest going into next week. I wish a lot of them were going to coach districts for the little siblings wrestling this weekend, but I don't think any of our wrestlers have little siblings wrestling at the district this weekend. But it'd be nice if they did, so I'd have someone to talk to while we're down there with my kids. But
talking to Skylar Spohr, Knoxville boys wrestling coach on Can I Get Careless. Now we go to the big district that, you know, you got a place in the top two or to advance to state. You got a couple guys that you have good shots. And, you know, we're talking about Tristan and Reagan. Are there other guys that you think maybe if things fall right, that you could get a, you know, maybe a couple other guys that to have a shot?
Yeah, I mean, it's district wrestling, postseason wrestling, anything can happen. Reagan and Center, obviously, Center's return qualifier. Reagan probably qualifies in about every other district we were on, besides one we were in last year. But like I said, Joe keeps wrestling well. He's got an outside chance, but I would say his chance is probably equal to what Wayne's was his sophomore year and Trent Kingery's was Trenton's senior year. You got to go wrestle every match, and if you do, you're right in the thick of things to punch your ticket. And same with Hunter Lund. He's got a chance. I mean, number two ranked kid in the States at his weight. But after that, it's wide open. Just depends how much he wants it and how much better he gets on his feet between today and next Saturday. It's something we've been working on. It's not coming along as fast as we thought, but we're getting there. Then, like, Christian Brady is going to be back. You just never know what can happen. And we'll just see where the chips fall at the end of the day next Saturday.
Overall, how tough is that district that you're in? You get to go to Williamsburg, get to go to the other side of the state when you were on the western side last year.
Yeah, I keep saying this all over the place. But Williamsburg, I mean, ever since we've been down to 2A, even when we were 3A, we had Southeast Polk, Indianola every year. I think we went down to 2A, we had Mediapolis and Albia for how many years when they were the top two teams in the state. And now we have, like last year, we had Creston and Atlantic. It just seems like we don't catch a break with our district, but, I mean, obviously it's solid. Mount Pleasant, Mount Air, I think, is there too. But you got Solon, Williamsburg, and Eddyville. I mean, Eddyville's 10th-ranked dual team, like number three tournament team in the state. Williamsburg just made state duels, and then Solon was in regional duels also. I mean, Williamsburg and Solon have good athletic programs, really good football players, so I anticipate some big, strong kids from them, obviously. They got a couple – Williamsburg got a couple ranked kids, and we've seen Eddyville quite a bit this year. We know what they have. We know the kids we got beat if we want to make the state tournament. But it's a pretty tough district. I'd say top to bottom is probably a little tougher than last year's.
All right. Well, best of luck to you, and hopefully you get to, you know, more than just a couple of guys to stay. That'd be nice.
Yeah. We get one, we get 10, we'll be happy. Hopefully we have 4 to 5, but they got to come wrestle.
That's Skyler Spohr, Knoxville Boys Wrestling Coach, on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA KRLS.